You asked for it, didn't you? You said you wanted a muse. Well, you got it. Super massive black hole. And that's muse giving you the large. Hello, everyone, and I'm back. You asked me to set your alarm call for 11 o'clock on the 20th of June 2022 after many months, a pregnant pause. I'm here. I'm back on the radio. This is 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. I'm sitting on your knee. So Totnes, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in. And Dartington, hello, I wave to you, you rich people, you. And obviously, far and beyond, all those fabulous people who go online and click that thing and come on down with us. So this show today is a little bit haphazard, I'm going to be honest. COVID in the house, COVID in the house. So the fabulous man that is usually my techno assistant is very seriously poorly upstairs, sneezing and coughing. So we're sending all the love vibrations to him. And I've been disinfecting everything. I mean, everything. The toilet seat, the handle. I won't go on. It's boring. But just typically, isn't it? You know, typically you're getting back to Sound Art Radio and the house becomes the plague. It's okay. It's all right. Let's call my agent. Let's see what he has to say. What do you want? Would you hurry up, please, and get me a movie part? That was another pregnant pause, wasn't it? That's right. We have to just get this rocking. So I'm Julie Mullen. I'd forgotten to say that. It's been a crazy, crazy 24 hours. Would you rock this with me? Oh my God. I think someone's let off some laughing gas in the environment. No, seriously. We've got to get this show together because we've partnered up, haven't we? Apparently, Sound Art's partnered up with this fantastic European broadcasting outfit. So if I let them down, they're going to kill me, right? So, okay, I'm pretending I'm good. All is well. We've got Will coming. He's got COVID too. That's a little bit strange. We were with him on Wednesday at a comedy club. But it's all good because he's going to tell us about the comedy Plymouth side. Now, I have to say, from my perspective, being a very kind of, what can I say? A Totnesian, not born and bred, obviously, but I've been blown in to Totnes. And I tend to stay in the area and not venture out, which is so, so boring, right? That's really boring. So Will, I met him at the Dead Beats Poetry, and he's changed my life. He's going to make me a star. He's going to turn me into a complete star. But it turns out when I did the tryout night on Tuesday, that didn't come off. He'll tell you more about that. But let's just say, do you know the word rubbish? Yeah, that was me. Yeah, okay, we'll carry on. Tracy's after this show at 12 o'clock. Well, she's after this show, but she's on at 12 o'clock with her partner. Not her marriage partner, but Mr. Marsh. They're going to be delighting us. They've got, like, such a lineup. They're putting me to shame completely and utterly, but I'll have to pull my socks up once the disease has left the house. So what are we playing right now? It's the Golden Phone, Machacha and the Shapes. Nice, I like it. Let's have it a bit louder. And kill it. Oh, that's killed dead now. So Sarah Louise Connolly, do you know her? She's a fabulous young lady in the environment of this Devon area. She's been out on her bicycle meeting people and going to be part of this show on a weekly basis. Now, if I can get it correct and do the right sort of technical stuff, we'll be showing you. She's with Gina Carter. Come on, love.
Good morning, Totnes. Oh, now, I am the roving reporter and I have made my way out to Cornworthy. Going backwards in the lanes a lot more than I was going forwards, to be honest, because it is silly tourist season. But I have made it and I'm here with Gina Carter, a.k.a. Carter the Unstoppable.
Good morning, Gina.
Good morning, Sarah. What a lovely title that is. Thank you.
Now, we are here because when you're not selling wonderful safaris with Safari and Beach in Kingsbridge, what do you do in your spare time?
Well, I presume you mean apart from eating and drinking.
Apart from eating and drinking.
And all I'm doing for that is just supporting the local
economy, the local restaurants
and pubs. And if we don't go and support them, they'll close.
Exactly.
So that's what you need to do. Go out. I'm very lucky because one of the other things I do is compare. And I compare the Dartmouth Food Festival, which is on in October. And we'll talk about that. Perhaps you'll have me back on nearer the time.
Well, maybe if you behave yourself.
But I tell you, I have a very, very interesting thing. I was very lucky to compare a lovely chef called Fergus Henderson. And he's very famous for nose-to-tail eating for butchery.
Oh, right.
Butchery. And he said, one of the things he said on stage was, he said, I don't want to talk about food or what I'm cooking, but I want to tell you one thing, and that is go out and hug your fishmonger and hug your butcher.
Yeah.
And because if you don't, and your baker, and he said, because if you don't, we're going to lose them and lose those people in the high street. We're only going to be left with faceless supermarkets.
Yes.
So we're very lucky in this area to have a huge amount of artisanal makers and producers. So do that. Go out and hug them.
And when you're not spreading the love, hugging the butcher.
Yes.
You are one of the Dartington playgoers. Oh, so yes. Tell us all about that, Gina. How did you come to acting?
Well, sadly, I came to acting much later than perhaps I should have done. At 47, I got approached by a local group in Ditcham. And that was it, really. Addicted. From the word go,
brilliant.
It was, I was in my natural habitat, absolutely loved it. And yes, and I went then on to work with the Dartington Playgoers about 10 years ago, I suppose. And I just see them as the kind of pinnacle for acting in this area. I mean, you know, the whole of Dartington and its whole history is basically, you know,
yes.
We're very, very honoured and lucky to be part of it. And also because we have different venues to perform in. And,
yes, so tell us about what's coming up, because soon you're doing some al fresco performing, aren't you, locally? So tell us all about that.
Well, yeah, this summer we are doing Shakespeare's As You Like It.
Brilliant.
It is a comedy. It's quite odd. It's quite funny. And
right.
I'm not going to say too much about it because obviously I'd
I did
like
hear a rumour about wrestling.
Yes, that's right. Yes, there is wrestling involved. And there is the normal mixture of a woman playing a man playing a woman, man falling in love with a man, woman, you know,
Bodices and tights, men in tights?
Well, I think that could just be your fantasy. But, no, we're basically doing it in modern dress.
Right.
And with a little bit of pomp thrown in for good measure.
Okay.
But I think I really think that when plays are done more, when Shakespeare's done more in modern dress, people find it's one thing that's more easier to understand.
Okay.
That sounds a bit... Well,
yes. Anyway,
so come and see. Let me know.
We will. So where do we need to be and when?
So we're doing As You Like It, and they're all open-air performances. We are doing from Wednesday the 6th of July to Saturday the 9th. We're doing at The Hollow, which is our HQ is Studio 31 at Dartington, the Aller Park bit. So if you've got your back to Studio 31, yep, looking at the derelict school,
I'm imagining
it now. On the left-hand side, you've got like a little where you go in the car, you go round, it'll circle, come back.
Yep.
There are steps down there at the end, and it's called The Hollow. And it's a sort of natural, and you're right under the trees. It's a really
beautiful
spot.
And so you can bring a rug, cushions, a bottle of rosé,
yes,
picnic.
Yes.
And get to watch As You Like It. How fantastic. And are there other venues?
There are. And also what I wanted to say was that those are 7 o'clock in the evening.
Nice.
If it does rain, very easily we go into Studio 31.
Yeah, perfect. So there's like a backup plan.
The following day, on the Sunday, St Mary's Churchyard in Totnes, so the middle of the high street, that lovely red brick old Devon church.
Oh, wonderful.
In the churchyard, there's this lovely little spot where we act. And again, bring a chair, bring a picnic, you know, have some fun. And obviously, it's going to be really
fun. The ladies are doing teas for that, aren't they?
Marvellous.
And that's 2:30, that one.
That one is. And then the final two performances are the following weekend, the Friday and the Saturday, at the Follerton House Gardens. And again, that's in the evening at 7 o'clock. And so it's great because it's this extraordinary gardens. I don't know if you've seen them that belong to Follerton. And, you know, just it's a really beautiful venue. And, yeah, I mean, that what I think is lovely is because you are outside so you can enjoy it as it was supposed to be.
Yes. Formed. Brilliant. Well, that sounds very exciting. Now, Gina, being a bit of a foodie,
should I also say, by the way, tickets are available at the playgoers.co.uk and they are £12.
Okay. Perfectly brilliant. Right. What was I going to say to you? Oh, I was going to say, now food. Talking about back to food.
Yes.
Because we love food. What would you have in your hamper?
Oh, well. Well, you see, I think what you should have in your hamper is, you know, As You Like It.
Oh, very good. Yes, of course, we should have it as you like.
I think a smoked salmon sandwich, if you're feeling a little bit, you know, you've just been paid. Even before that. Nothing wrong with the
spam.
Have you seen the price of spam?
No.
It's about £3.50 a tin. Can you bring me back to talk about that? Because I find that extraordinary. A cucumber sandwich, I think, is also marvellous. And it's very good if you haven't quite got, you know,
the queen payday. Eats cucumber sandwiches, doesn't she?
And swans.
There we are. And on that note, we'll say thank you very much, Carter the Unstoppable.
Thank you.
You're brilliant, and we shall be along to watch you perform shortly. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you, Sarah.
Bye.
That was Sarah Louise Connolly with Gina Carter. So As You Like It's coming on. They are treading the boards, and it sounds like lots of different places, so that's really good to hear about. Thank you so much, Sarah Louise Connolly. Let's have a little bit of music before we find ourselves in the palm of Mr. Will. Will we be in the palm? Is he a palm reader? Oh my God.
I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was gun, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bone, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. If I could, I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
This is good comedy music, isn't it? A good comedy intro. And it's the Fratellis Costello music, Chelsea Dagger. Do you know what I mean? If you just tuned in, it is 102.5 FM in the Devon sunshine of Totnes. I'm broadcasting from home. My name's Julie Mullen. And we're just about to get in contact with Will. No, not Will Shakespeare. Not Will Shakespeare. No, Will. And he's coming. He's coming in a minute. He's here. We just got to wait to the end of the song because they get very upset, these bands, Will, if I don't play every single tiny last second of it. Oh, there you go. Time to call Will about comedy, comedy, comedy. Will Skills.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Hello. Is that Plymouth?
Yes, this is Plymouth speaking. Who may I ask is calling?
This is Julie Mullen, one of your tryouts that was really bad, but don't worry about that. Don't blame me for life. Listen, Will.
I wouldn't say you were... Yes.
Yeah, don't worry. You don't have to say anything. Let's just keep that just under our hat and know that when someone is really hopeless, you just kind of say, don't worry, it's all right. Just get on with the rest of your life. Now, you're not hopeless, you're amazing. Now, you MC, you are a comedy guru. I met you at the Dead Beats Poetry. What on earth were you doing there? So you're obviously positioned on the comedy scene, but you do music. Is that right?
All that you have said is factually correct. Yes, I did. I've written a little jingle as I've been listening to your show. Do you want me to play you a little jingle?
Yeah, please do. Go on.
Okay, here we go. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can.
Julie Mullen on the radio. Charming, but she's flapping because she's underprepared. Yes, she's underprepared. Yes, she's underprepared. Yes, she's underprepared.
You don't have to flag it up, do you?
I'm only joking. You've got such a great radio voice, and
I borrowed it from you.
Diction is wonderful, and I'm only saying that because I think what happened on Wednesday when you performed was wasn't that bad. It was highly entertaining. But there was an element of winging it, which I think maybe your operandus man, what is it? Operandus
Mondeo.
Operandus
Mondeo.
I didn't do Latin. But yeah, no, so you saw me as Strange Billy the Saint originally, which is my sort of introspective music, which talks of like my, you know, more serious and emotive subjects. But then you've also witnessed me as Wiltordian, Balorian, Edwardian, which is my id, my child, my kind of, you know, exploration of the absurd, mainly focusing on owls.
Yeah, I must say, all of it is appealing, but I'm very much in love with your owls. And when you put that mask on, but I have to tell the audience, even if, well, it's 11 o'clock-ish, it's okay. He did end up in his knickers, which I think this
was... It's actually a guard. It's a martial arts box. In cricket, you'd call it a box.
Okay.
So it's actually for martial artists when they're fighting to protect the... nether region.
Listen, you can say all of this. It was knickers, as far as I'm concerned. So okay, Will, but it was a great night, and we were at Wonder Zoo. You do all sorts of stuff. You were emceeing the other night at the comedy. You have COVID. You're so multi-talented. How did you manage to catch COVID? Do you know the person who gave it to you?
I'm not sure having COVID would qualify as a talent. Well, actually, I've literally, as the last song was playing, I looked at my WhatsApp because you were calling on it, and other messaging services are available. But two of the other comics that performed on Wednesday, guess what? Both positive. So I think when we're all sharing the mic, so I did actually, during like when COVID was more prominent, I bought a load of mic covers, like which... I'm going to use from now on, obviously, because I think that's 1, 2, 3, 4 people from that night have all caught the dreaded COVID. I don't feel too bad, though. I've got to be honest. I was a bit shivery. How is your poor husband?
Oh, no, he was honestly, he's been really poorly. He's coughing his guts up. He's got the stomach aspect of it. He's shivering, the flu, all that sort of stuff. So I literally have been spraying. I even sprayed his toast, which I don't know.
When you say the gastric, so are we talking stools? Are we talking? Do you know the Bristol stool charts? Could you give me a number?
62. 60.
Just educational for your listeners. The Bristol stool chart, which is a real thing that healthcare professionals use, and I am from Bristol, so it's one of my proudest, not my achievements, but what reasons I'm proud of Bristol is that from. So one is a very hard, solid, like rabbit stool. And a 7 is your loose, liquid, diarrheal.
Oh, stool. My God. 9 people from Totnes just passed out.
And really?
Yeah,
that's,
I can...
That's David.
We've got to get back to the MC. No, let's not talk about MC.
No,
I want to actually ask you... No, I want to ask you, honestly, what age were you when you decided that you had to be on the stage, Mrs. Worthington?
So I saw my brother in a covers band when I was probably, and there's actual VHS footage of me at the side of the stage in Hannam, Bristol's village hall, like mouth looked on the floor, looking at my brother and his friend doing awful cover versions, I imagine. But seeing that and thinking it was like the greatest thing I'd ever seen, I vividly sort of, well, you know, we nostalgize, don't we? We look back on memories and they completely alter. So I've probably, like, it's probably exaggerated. But I do remember that being a pivotal moment of thinking, like, that looks like magic and I just want to do that. And it was comedy for the first 39 years of my life. It was music. So I never did any sort of comedy or performance or stand-up or anything like that until I moved to Plymouth four and a half, five years ago.
Yeah.
So it's always been music for me. And it still kind of is. That is genuinely my real joy. I mean, I love comedy and I love performing. But music, something about music for me, which is more pertinent and affects me more. And I feel more comfortable, weirdly, playing my songs that are quite, like, confessional. I feel more comfortable doing that than the stand-up, which is, you know, you've seen what I do and it's very... silly and it's manic and
yeah, but I love all of that.
It's not for everyone.
No, but I mean, don't you think that, I mean, we've probably all of us between us been to loads of different comedy nights, and you know, some people get up and you link with them and you like their comedy, you like their shtick, you know, and the others get up and you think, what the heck was that? I used to run a comedy gig in Teddington, and I know that because I'm very intensely a prepared person, I got everybody randomly off the internet, I'd never seen them before, and they just came on to the stage, and then I sort of either went, oh my God, they're amazing, or oh my God, I've got to go on after that and sort of thank them. So, you know, it is a random bottle of ketchup, but we love it. And what I loved about Wonder Zoo the other night was that audience, I was really feeling like a jellyfish. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be dreadful, but I'll give it a whirl. But actually, they were so kind and you were so supportive. So, you know, these environments for the very fragile tryout people, you know, some of them are quite, you know, you feel consoled by the fact that the audience was so kind. But can you tell me about your connection with Wonder Zoo?
So Slane and Chi, who I think, and I think Jenny, those sort of three directors, they are, and Wonder Zoo, for people that don't know, is based in Stonehouse in Plymouth, which, you know, is a slightly deprived area. It's probably seen better days there, but there's lots of pockets of things happening to try and improve the area. And they're kind of like a grassroots community-based project which put on events and, so they also like exhibitions. The thing you came to was... So they reached out to me because I run a thing called A Press of Suspects, which is my comedy event sort of organization. So they reached out to me to put on a specific comedy event for part of the Wonder Zoo festival. It's a pilot festival. So Wonder Zoo, their events are an absolute mishmash of poetry, comedy, music, spoken word. And yeah, it like complete eclectic sort of crazy evenings. So the thing you saw was kind of like A Press of Suspects presents as part of their festival. But I've played as like Strange Billy the Saint for them as music at one of their events. I've done one comedy as Will Tordian for them. So they're hoping to, that festival was a pilot. So they're hoping to get some more funding to do another festival next year, slightly bigger. So they're looking to sort of grow. But they do a lot of stuff with, outreach groups and mental health charities. And yeah, they're doing some really good stuff for the area.
Mm. I really enjoyed being part of it. And, you know, you as the MC, how do you get on with that little bit of it? Because that's quite a big ask, isn't it? Because what you're doing as an MC is you kind of... booping up the audience, getting them to be involved, identifying the audience, if you like, so that maybe some of the comics who wanted to pick on them get the feel for the right ones to pick on, or managing heckling. Would you say that you're, I know you said you prefer music, but also you've been doing this a number of years now, the comedy bit of it and the owls and all that. How does the MC bit fit with you?
It's a really interesting one, because I've got a friend called Christian Russell Pollock who, yeah, he gave me my first opportunity, and he emceed the Wonder Zoo comedy gig that you do. He is fantastic at, yeah, it. He has got a real skill at mining for comedy and knowing when to sort of talk to people in the audience and moving on. Mm-hmm. It's something that I'm still developing, and I think, you know, it's really fascinating, almost like a psychological, like, experiment that you put yourself through. Yeah. And there is that kind of performative quality of even inside having a conversation in your own head of like, okay, this maybe isn't going anywhere, talking to someone in the crowd, but I kind of need to not show that and maybe try and link it to either some of my own material or move on to someone else. It's that classic reading the room, which is definitely, yeah, I think, something you only develop over time. And that's kind of like the beauty of stand-up. It's like something you can only get better at by doing and experiencing it. And emceeing is a really specific skill set.
Yeah.
But it's also good because you can sort of try out your own material, and if it doesn't go that well, you can just get another act out. So that's quite handy. But really, you should be navigating the sort of atmosphere of the room, of like trying to sort of, you know, look if there's a lull, trying to raise and trying to kind of like, if an act has struggled for whatever reason, trying to lift the room a little bit so that energy is slightly shifted. And it's a really interesting thing to do, and I hope to get much better at it, because I'm still relatively you know, I'm not getting that many shows because I've got a very, very, very busy life. But I'm trying to just develop that as a specific skill and feeling more comfortable doing it, because it's so important that you up there are comfortable. The audience can smell fear.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, yeah, like, so you need to sort of stay on top of it and just not let any sort of things affect you and go in on yourself.
It's resilience.
You do this, Julie, as a performer, you know, that self-deprecating thing and verbalizing when things potentially you feel they aren't going well.
Yeah.
And I do it as well. But I think over time you develop to kind of ride those.
Yeah.
You don't really know. You don't really know what people
know. You are absolutely, you know, absolutely right. And, you know, it all depends on kind of the gig and who's out there. And I remember once in Camden, and John Hegley was in the audience, and I think I was like pulling my comedy socks up, because John Hegley was in the audience, and I had this doll, this kind of puppet that I'd bought in Paris, and it was really ugly. And they asked me, the group, they're fantastic players, that asked me, they're hilarious, they're mad as hatters. And they're called the anti-poet. And they asked me to come and do poetry, but I couldn't be bothered. I was like, oh, I really don't want to do poetry. I'll just do something with that puppet. I'll just improvise. And do you know what? I have no idea to this day what I did. But two young girls after the gig came up to me and they said, you have broken something inside of us. We laughed so much. And you can't get those moments back, because I was just improvising around this crazy doll and saying that I'm giving birth to it on stage and being stupid. You can't sort of repeat that. But when it does go well, it's such a joy. And when it goes pretty badly, you're like, I've been at places. I think once I flagged up a pretend show that was the worst of the Edinburgh Fringe. But I was so bad that I actually was the worst of the Edinburgh Fringe. So, so I have to say, it's the slings and arrows, isn't it? So let me just ask you finally, because we're going to have to say goodbye to you, but we're going to bring you on in a couple of weeks' time to really get to the nitty-gritty of your owls. But tell me, when you were reading the room, as in reading the radio room, about the diarrhea check, what made you feel that out there in Totnes, in America, in New York, in Australia, the people who have tuned in good faith wanted to know about the Bristol numbers? What made you do that?
There's someone at the door. It was a learning opportunity, Julia.
It was
a learning opportunity. I have taught those individuals about the Bristol stool chart. And now, when they go to their doctor and they've got a problem, they'll be able to go, I've got type 7 stools.
You are amazing. On that note, we're going to say goodbye to you. We love you very much. And thank you very much for being on the show.
Julie, thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, bye-bye.
Big love to Totnes.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Will giving us the lowdown. Really interesting. That was so interesting, Will. Thank you. I love hearing about comedy. So I can't remember what I played, because I think I have got a slight thing going on. Let's have The Rapture. Oh, this is big and loud. We'll be right back. that was it. Oh, that was so loud. Oh, good God. Thank you to that band called The Rapture, Echoes, or yes, Echoes. Who knows? I don't know. I'm literally delirious. I must be on the cusp of testing positive. So that was great news, wasn't it? That everyone went down with COVID at that comedy night. Will, Martin. Martin wasn't even performing. He didn't even touch the mic, but perhaps he must have kissed me afterwards. Oh, my giddy auntie. Now, so we actually at the Wonder Zoo, because we're going to get the gang from Wonder Zoo on this radio, we're sort of investigating. It's like Plymouth under the microscope. We're going to get them on, and we're going to get like loads of people, loads of like pedestrians on at Plymouth on the high street. We're going to just ask anybody and everybody, because we've got to show that we are open in Totnes. I have no idea what I'm talking about. It's coming up like Spanish flea time, is it? Oh, come on then. Now, what we're going to do actually is, do you remember this music? You're probably not that old. We're going to get a playwright that was at Wonder Zoo, actually. She's very impressive. She's also a filmmaker. Oh, my giddy auntie. In fact, she probably won't mind me using this as backdrop music. Where is she? Oh, yeah. It's quite interesting, actually. Okay, so Laura Horton. She is the current Plymouth Laureate of Words 2021-2022 and the first playwright and woman in the role. Okay, and in 2020 she wrote and produced her first film, A Summer of Birds, for Plymouth Fringe. And it was the toast of the Fringe? Fantastic. So, Laura, we're going to get you on next Monday to talk to you, because you're taking a fantastic play out to the Edinburgh Fringe. So we want to get on down with you and find out exactly what this play is about. It's going to be on at the Pleasance, Pleasance Theatre, which is a fab location in Edinburgh. And so we're going to talk to you, Laura, about that. Meantime, I thought, let's have a little bit of your film, if I can do it. Now, as I mentioned, lovely Martin is very poorly up in bed, but he is listening. Let's see if we can get a bit of Summer of Birds. And the acting in this film is absolutely fantastic. I'm not stalling, I'm just waiting.
When you've grown up by the sea, it pulls you back somehow. You ain't have been to the sea. Your diet would be quite different there. Less pasties, I think. I wonder if you'd like it. I'm torn now. I sort of want a life between the two, but it just feels impossible. What's it like for you when you're not here with me? What do you do? Now that we're getting to know each other better, I feel I need to say I've done a silly thing. I've been sexting my uni boyfriend. I think it's only because I watched Normal People. Like, I will stop soon. Like, I will. I mean, I think it's harmless. I don't want to go out with him again. He's a bit of a prick, actually. Self-centred, you know? Have you met anyone yet? Because you go in with a partner for life, don't you? It's a big commitment. You communicate with me better than most of the men I meet. Oh, you're off. Okay, bye. Get home safe. This place belonged to my grandparents. It's a bit of a time warp. Still got the same 70s carpet and springy mattress from when I was little. Sleep on the sofa now because I find it more comfortable. thought at 36 I might have my own place. But all my stuff's in boxes, waiting for me. Until now, I've flitted between the sea and the city, staying on friends' sofas and spare rooms, trying to figure out what I want. I'm worried I've messed it all up, wasted my opportunities. Still, who of us end up where we thought we'd be? Well, it's nice to make a friend. Even if it is a seagull.
Absolutely beautiful film that I urge you to go on the internet and find. It's a film written by Laura Horton, and you can find it on thesmalls.com. It's called A Summer of Birds. And I think it was produced and directed, let's just have a look here, by Heather Parsfield, that's right. So, as I say, do check that out. Absolutely beautiful. I was sort of on the verge of crying there. Thank you to Laura for allowing us to play that today. So it's coming up. If you've just tuned in and you're hoping that it was going to be Tracy and Mr. Marsh, no, 12 o'clock they're coming on. So do hang on, because they're fabulous. Hang on to everything good and proper. And let's have a bit of Hope You Feel Good by Andrew Gold. Shall we? He's very shy. Come on, Andrew, you can do it. It's not a comedy night.
Hope you feel good as you make me feel.
No, seriously, I'll do anything. I mean, anything to make you feel good. I mean, what is it? Tell me. You want me to make you a pasty? I'll do it. I'm not good at cooking, but I'll do it. What, you want me to make you a milkshake? I'll do it. I'm not good at milk, but I'll do it. What, you want me to do a smoothie? Okay, hi, I'm a smoothie. Come on down, 102.5 FM. Sound Out Radio. Sound Out Radio. Sound Out Radio. This is, I'm doing a voiceover for Julie Mullen's show. She'll be on for the next few weeks on Sound Out Radio 102.5 FM. You know, just listen in, get your corset off or put it back on in the case of Will. Wasn't Will good? Oh my, he's an MC. He's an MC on the circuit in, and he's, I'm one of his friends now. He's like a confidant, and we're like inseparable. He's asking to plug into our mains overnight when we're sleeping. He wants to hear us snoring. Me and Martin, I've said he can't do it. It's one step too far, Will. That's one step too far. Coming into our boudoir like that. How dare you? Anyway, he's on the comedy circuit, but he does music. And he knows Wonder Zoo. So there we are. I shouldn't do a show when I'm unprepared, should I? Or I'm probably going to test positive for COVID in a minute. After this show, I shall be doing the test. Yesterday, Martin did it. Oh, my, that noise. You know when you... Oh, you know when it goes down your throat. It really is ghastly, isn't it? Now, I was going to do something quite miraculous that you'd be very impressed with me about, but I can't find it now. Oh, I was going to play Fast Cars. I was. My friend, oh, okay, I've no idea what we're going to do now. I think we'll just have to talk about, well, anything really. Let's see. Recently added, I'm apparently about to know. Talk amongst yourselves. Oh, yeah. Is this it? Probably not. Doesn't want to play. No. No, you see, that's why I need my technical friend, my husband, and betrothed. Let's go to Marilyn. She's always good, isn't she? Let's have a bit of Marilyn. Meantime, I'll try and find what I was going to play. Bye-bye. This is the sort of music Martin needs. So if you're listening, Martin, this is going out especially to you to get better soon. And we love you. I've got little Trousers down here. Trousers the doggy. He's been keeping me company. So it's 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. It's me, Julie Mullen, coming to the end of the show. I've been broadcasting from home in Totnes, Devon. I hope you've enjoyed listening to Sarah Louise Connolly, our roving reporter with Gina Carter. She was out there in Devon doing her thing, and she'll be with us every single week, clinging to me like a newborn. And then we had Will. He's a comedy stopout, and he also needs a lot of TCP tenderness because he's got COVID too. Anyway, all of you out there who haven't got it, do keep on bouncing around, enjoying the fantastic weather we've got in Devon today. But more importantly, stay tuned, please. Our Tracy and our Mr. Marsh are coming on. I'm so excited. I just don't know what to do now. What shall I go out with? How about Call My Agent? Now, I've been watching Call My Agent. I'm in love with Call My Agent. Well, 10%, the English version. I loved the French version too. It was fabulous. But because I love this so much, Mr. Davenport, this is going out to all those thespians in the local area, including Gina Carter, As You Like It cast. This is going out to you that, we'll definitely come and see you, for goodness sake. So all the very best until next week, but stay tuned, please. Here's Call My Agent en Jean. Oof. Call My Agent. Call My Agent. Call My Agent. Julie Mullen for the Queen. Julie Mullen for the Queen. Oh, movies. Oh, yes, and television. Laughing. Oh, my God. As I fall into bed.
Julie, you've still got 30 seconds. Can you improvise, please? No, I haven't got a clue.
Oh, okay. Fantastic, yeah. Okay, bye. Sound Hots. Sound Art Radio, yes. Oh, thank you very much. I'll have a cake, please. It's a cake hole show. All right, then. See you next week. Yeah, sure. See you soon. It's coming to the end now. Only a few seconds left. Oh, they'll be so grateful. Oh my God. Ta-da!